Okay, today we're going to Chazer Moses Gaidadu. Initially we spent a week or two on it, and what I'd like to do today is try to get some clarity, because Moses Gaidadu is far from a clear sugya in what comes out as halacha lemaisa, far from clear, especially here in Brooklyn, where we tend to have opportunity to daven or to mix with people with different minhagim. But the reason that I sketched out the four yesaidis on the board is because as we chazer, I'd like to plug it into the Gemara, because just about everything comes directly from the Gemara. Nevertheless, on the Mitzad Sheni, it's good to have the ideas independent of the Gemara. So I sketched out the four yesaidis of the sugya, things that have to be mavorer, and let's see how it evolves from the Gemara. The Gemara starts actually with something that has to do with Megillah, Purim. Most unlikely way for a sugya in Yevamis to begin. But the sugya begins with Tanan Hasa Megillah Nikreis Be'echad Asa B'Shneim Asa B'Shleish Asa B'Arba Asa B'Chamisha Asa Lefatzalei Yaiser Omelei Yoshakash Rabbi Yechida Nikrikan Laisis Gaidid. It starts with a kasha that in the case of Mesechtes Megillah it should be Laisis Gaidid. Rashi learns the kasha is Purim Shushan Purim Yidalat Hezvav, that how could they lay on the 14th and they lay on the 15th? Taisus on the next daf learns the kasha is from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. The fact that the other places laying on either Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and they're laying on Yud Aleph, that place is guided. As far as we are concerned, there's no major difference whether you're asking from Yud Aleph Tezvav or from Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Tezvav, and Yud Aleph. The Gemara's kasha is from the Gimel. Now what I pointed out when we learned this Gemara is that Rabbi Yechanan never answers Reish Lakish's question directly. It's an unusual Gemara. You have Reish Lakish asking Rabbi Yechanan a question. Instead of answering, Rabbi Yechanan says, Ad kam leishanisa? Isn't it Shver from a different place? Isn't it Shver from a different place? Isn't it Shver from a different place? He asks from other sugyas. He never really comes back to answer the kasha. Not that he's invited to Reish Lakish. Shlokesh is asking a question, not a psak. So why isn't Rabbi Yechanan answering Reish Lakish? Obviously, there must be some clear and obvious teretz. Rabbi Yechanan holds as obvious. So that is the first yisayid of Laisis Gaidadu, what I wrote on the board as the Rosh Siman Tes. The Rosh Siman Tes, of all the four things on the board, is the one which is certainly lahalacha, less man depalik. The Rosh Siman Tes says, when you have two places that have two minhagim that are not at all astira, that the original takana was set up that in this place you do this and in that place you do that, that's all part of the original takana, that in that case it's not Maisa Shani to do. Obviously, you eat Maisa Shani in Yerushalayim, and you don't eat Maisa Shani outside of Yerushalayim. That's not Maisa Shani to do. That's the original takana, the original halacha. A kayin duchins, Israel doesn't duchin. That's not Moses going to do. I in the same shul, you have some people going up and duchining and some people not. So any bar das understands that's not Moses going to do. Because that is duchining. Duchining is that the kayinim go up and the Israelim don't go up. So there's no Moses going to do when you take a situation. And if you analyze why things are being done differently, the reason they're being done differently is because of the original setup of the din. In that case, there's no Laisis Gaidid. And that psak is so obvious that Rabbi Yechanan didn't have to tell Reish Lakish. This says, I quote it from the Chassam Sefer, in the first Chassam Sefer of Masechtas Megillah, he brings our Gemara, and he explains it this way. And he rather gives these examples of Kayanim and Yisraelim or Yerushalayim and other cities, but they are Echaima, not but they are Echaima. When something me'ikara, in the reason for the different minhagim, it's not a stira, it's part of the original rule, then there's no loisus kaididim. So that's klal number one. Just this morning, between my shir and shul and my shir here, somebody came to ask me the following shaila. He's asking he has a child learning in Eretz Yisrael. And the question was, he sent oatmeal, hot cereal, oatmeal to Yerushalayim, a package, obviously that's what this person likes. And the shaila was, the minig of Eretz Yisrael is to be makbid on chadash, not eat chadash. The oatmeal from America is chadash. So even though the family is not makbid, maybe it's less sky to do. To eat chadash in Yerushalayim, maybe that should be less sky to do. Minig Yerushalayim is to be makbid.
Is it a minig or is it halacha?
What do you mean?
The price comes from Eretz Yisrael, the wall yashim.
So that's in Achinami. So what I told him was, I think it's mutter. It's the same as this Gemara, as this Rush. It's not two minhagim. Even according to the Chutz Laretz Dika Minig, those who are Mekel on Chodosh and Chutz Laretz, we agree that in Eretz Yisrael it's awesome. The Kula is based in Halacha on the Chutz Laretz Dika Kula. Wheat that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be makbid on chadash. That is no shayla. So really, what we have to figure out, what's minig Yerushalayim about chutz laretz dika wheat? So I don't know. I never asked anyone, but I was in supermarkets in Yerushalayim, and they sell the cereals in chutz laretz. They sell Cheerios or the other cereals. So I assume that what? They're from Europe, plus Lawrence. Well, American Europe is the same thing. So it seems minig Yerushalayim to be makbid on Eretz Yisrael dika wheat, that's not like this guy to do. It's plus Lawrence dika wheat. That's like Yudalan and Tesvav. The original takana, the original halacha is that Chadash in Eretz Yisrael is Zecha Aser. Chadash in Chutz Lawrence, the Ramah says, is Mutter because of a Sfek Sfeika, whatever cheshbon he has. So that original kula that was made, or the bas kula, the different kulas in Chadash, which are of course the subject of the whole machlokes, those kulas were said in Chutz Laretz meikara. They were never made in Eretz Yisrael. So that's like Yudal Tesvav. Now, if you can establish that many Yerushalayim is the makbanan Chutz Laretz tikka Chadash, that would be a different story. I don't think anybody could establish such a thing. In the Shanim Kadmoniyah, I don't know if they had so much wheat from Chutz Laretz. Maybe they did, I don't know. But Al Kopanim, this is the first Yisayid, and the Yisayid which is not subject to Sveikas that we have. You know, no Sveikas about it. Maybe certain cases will have Sveikas, but typically it won't be Sveikas, and we're going to come away with a clear Yisayid that if initially, when it started, the beginning was that here it's this way and here it's that way, then there should be no issue of Lysis Guided. And we have to come back to how that works with Yom Tov Sheni, which is going to be a confusing issue. So we'll put Yom Tov Sheni on the back burner, and we'll continue going through the cases. So the first case comes from Rish Lakish's Kasha. The second is the Piskei Harash. The Piskei Harash actually takes the Rosh's Psak, which we just discussed, a gigantic step further. The Piskei Harash, which is printed after the Rush, Simen Tes, says Kula number two. And his Kula was that if people come from two places to a new location, people settle in New York, some people come from Poland, some people come from Germany. People from different locations come to a city. There is no issue of Lysis Gaidadu on things that were established Minhagim in those two places. So that, if someone moves from Poland to Germany, there's an issue of Lysis Gaidadu, even today. If someone were to move to a community in Europe that has established Minhagim, there would be Lysis Gaidadu, not in Europe. If you move to New Square, or if you move to Kiryas Yael, the community has an established minig, so then there's Lois Eskaididim. The kula of the Piskei Arash is in a community which starts with people coming from two places with two minhagim, that there is no issue of Lois Eskaididim. And the way we understood that the explanation is that I'm Maida, you have to keep your minig, and you're Maida, I have to keep my minig. We come together. Let's say we would travel together out in the forest. We'd be in a place where there's no city. So I'll be masking, you have to keep your minig, and you have to keep me, you're masking, I have to keep my minig. There's no minig there. The same thing, if we come together to a new place on two locations, so everybody is entitled to his minig, and there's no license guy to do, because it's not a goodness, a goodness. I mean, it is a goodness, a goodness, but a goodness, a goodness. Here, the psak is, keep your minig from wherever you came. This is no minig I'm welcome. Well, according to this, if we would know for certain that we pass like this Piskei Harash, in New York City, it would taka make that the tefillin is not an issue, the Sfarad Ashkenaz is not an issue, everything would fall off. If we're certain that we pass like this Piskei Harash, now, the fact that Mishnah Berurah talks about tefillin is no raya. Mishnah Berurah lived in Radin. He didn't live in New York. He lived in a city that had a minig. If we would know for certain that we pass like this Piskei Harash, in most communities in New York and many communities in Eretz Yisrael, which were originally established by people from different places, not the old communities, it wouldn't help for Minig Yerushalayim, but it would help for all of the new communities that were established with people coming from different places. This Piskei Harash is the best kula. If you want to answer, you want to see a teretz for Minig Ha'ayla, this is the teretz. I, in New York, we see people do it, they're mixed in the same minyan. That makes they're davening together. You see, Sfarad Ashkenaz, many shuls, not many shuls, in Flatbush, probably Reiv shuls, have on the shelf Ashkenaz Siddurim and Sfarad Siddurim. And some have Arizal Siddurim, and some have the other Sfaradi Siddurim. Why? So the teretz would be this Piskei Harash. The Piskei Harash, at least for our situation in America, is the Kula HaGadayla Mekulam. It's the biggest and most important kula of all the kulas, and if we would be certain we paskin this way, then it would help us. Am I certain? I'm not certain. We know that Magen Avraham quoted it. He quoted it as a raya to something, not as a psak halacha. So we don't know. I mentioned there was a Chulas Hamsay from Chelek Vav who did bring it. So it's possible that that'll be a teretz for our meaning. So we did the first two kulas. The first kula, the kula Harash, which we certainly paskin like, but the limited kula. It's very limited to cases where originally a minig was a certain way. And then we have the Piskei Harash, which is telling us that if people come from different places, you can have, into a new place, you can keep two minhag. So these are two kulas. A kula we definitely paskin like, a kula which we're not sure. Now I'm just going to add that this Piskei Harash is mechazek a shach we had discussed earlier. Shach b'shem Arbach. We had discussed earlier the shaila, well, we learned the Mishnah, of whether I'm allowed to give you something that I wouldn't eat because of my minig, and you would eat because of your minig. Let's say a bishul akum that's mutter for Ashkenazim, also for Sfaradim. Is a Sfaradi allowed to give it to an Ashkenazi to eat? The Sfaradi holds its asr. Or I hold you have to wait 6 hours to eat milachiks. You only have to wait 3 hours. Am I allowed to give you an ice cream after 3 hours? So the Shach, quoting the Marlbach, said, it depends. If I hold something as asr mi'ikar ad-din, because I learned through the sugya and I heard of it on the sugya, and I hold something is really an Isser Gomor, then I'm not allowed to give it to you. You hold its mutter, I hold its asr. So I'm not allowed to give it to you. Beishamai heard of it through a sugya. And they held that Tzaras Habas is something that is mutter. Beishil heard of it through, they held its asr. Each one had to keep his minig. You couldn't give it to the other. The one who holds its asr can't give it to the one who holds its mutter. The one who holds its asr can't give it to the one who holds its mutter. However, the Shach said, if I do it, I didn't harav it through a sugya. I keep minig, avaisav or avaisav. I keep the minig. I come from a country where we wait 6 hours for fleishiks. Because I harav it through a sugya. They have a shayach to harav it through. The Ramah brings two shittas. What's shayach to harav it through? It's a Gemara. Mishnayim argue taich. I can't harav and figure out which Rishon's taich. The way I figure out Gemara's is by learning Mishnayim. So one Rishon says this way, one Rishon says this way. Why do I keep my minig? Because it's minig avaisav or avaisav. It's my minig where I come from. So the Shach said, in such a case, where it's minig avaisav or avaisav, and you have your minig, it's not a stira for me to give it to you. Because I have to keep my minig, and I hold you have to keep your minig. If you ask me a shayla, how many hours to wait? I'll tell you, where do you come from? Where does your father come from? A Baal Tshuva sometimes asks a question. How many hours should I wait? So you ask him, from which community? Your parents, your grandparents, whoever came to America, where did they come from? They came from Germany, so you have to wait less. They come from Eastern Europe, they have to wait longer. It's not a stira, because when you have two menhagim that are already established menhagim, amayda, you have to do yours, you might have to do mine. That svara is essentially the svara of the Piskei Harash. That it's not like this guy to do. We come together, I keep mine, you keep yours. Everyone's supposed to keep minig avaisav. So that is the chiddush of the Piskei Harash. It's still funny, it's still nearer to shtei tairis. If you ask me, it still seems to be shtei tairis, 6 hours or 3 hours or 1 hour. But lemaisa, that's his kula. So I think we have clarity in the two kulas. Let's go on to the third. The third comes from the next line of the Gemara. Let's see it inside. Gemara brought Laisis Gaididu, Laisasu Agudes Agudais, Hailas Gadam Ele Lagufa, Gamar Achman Laisasu Chabur Alameis. So Gemara said, In Kain Leim Akura, Laisi Gaididu, Mai Laisis Gaididu, Shmamino Lachi Da Asa. Yidarshin double Drasha from the double Tav. Now Rabbi Yechon is telling the Shlokish. Why are you asking me a kasha that has to do with Purim? Didn't you learn Makim Shadagulas and Malacha Barve Psachim and Chatzais Eisen? Makim Shadagulas is Ein Eisen. Erev Pesach has a din of a Yamtif. You should know Mashiach will come and you'll bring a carbon. Any day that you bring a carbon is a yomtiv for you. You don't do work that day. Even if it's not Klal Yisrael's yomtiv. A day that you bring, you're coming to bring carbon taida, you're coming to bring carbon shlam. The day you bring a yomtiv is yomtiv di day. If you're going to say tachnun or not, I don't know. But you don't go to Malacha that day, and it's a yomtiv di day. Erev Pesach, where everybody brings a carbon Pesach, it's a yomtiv. Is the Yamtif only after Chatzais? You can only bring the carbon after Chatzais. Or not? So the Gemara says that depends on Makim Shenog. So Rabbi Yechon tells Reish Lakish, why isn't that Laisis Gaididu? Omalei, Amina Loch Ado Isura. Om Shem Barabba, Rabbi Yechon, Kaim Sevi Apurim, Zarev Zan, Harbi Tekum Lom Chacham. Vat Amrit Li Minhaga. Okay, so this is number three. At Amrit Li Minhaga. The Gemara says, in Hagim, there's no Laisis Gaididu. Now, we're not talking about the Piskei Harash. We're talking in a community. You go to Prague, you go to Vilna, you go to Yerushalayim. There's a Minig HaMakim. So we have here Kula number three. Kula number three is that a Minig, there's no Laisis Gaididu. So here, we start to have confusion. The first kula is clear, and there's no confusion. We pass it that way. Second, the Piskei Harash is also a very clear psak, just a question of if we pass it that way. In the Haga, already is hard. What makes something a minig and something not a minig? You know, if you eat gefilte fish on the Shabbos night, and I don't eat gefilte fish, that's a minig. That's
Piskei Harash is discussing
what?
Piskei Harash is discussing minig.
Piskei Harash is discussing halachis that are totally a minig hamakif. The Piskei Harash is talking about, I come from a place where you wait 6 hours, I wait 1 hour. Now that's based on two shittas of Shulchan Aruch, but it comes from It comes, it's based on establishment in each place. Because the Piskei Arush is talking with you would otherwise be an Isser. In other words, it would be an Isser if it was one town. Piskei Arush is saying something that's Osir. If I move to Germany and I keep my minig, it's Osir. But if I move to a new city and a German moves to a new city, then it's not a problem. He's telling the case where it would otherwise be Osir. He's saying there's a heter if you come to a new city. Now, what's a case that would otherwise be mutter out minig? So this is already hard. Certainly, if somebody wears a gartel, someone doesn't wear a gartel. No, less this guy did it. That's minhaga. There's no din to wear a gartel, and there's no din against not wearing a gartel. Whatever a person does, that's for sure not less this guy did it. Question is, how far minhaga goes? So for this, we had the Magen Avraham. I'd like to explain in a nutshell what that Magen Avraham is about and why it's an important Magen Avraham. Yeah. The Magen Avraham is going on Sfira Minhagim. Sfira Sa'imer Dika Minhagim. They're different Minhagim. Now, some people keep only 32 days of Sfira. Some people keep, they say 32 days, the whole Lag Bayim Rez Mutter. 32 and a mixer sayayim. Some keep 33 and a mixer sayayim. A different minhagim when it comes to sphere. And the Ramah says that there's an isser of Lysis Gaididu, of mixing minhagim. Now in New York, everyone mixes minhagim. In New York, it comes sphere here in the classroom. You have some people shaving here and some people shaving there. Now, it seems to be beferish, not like a Ramah. Now, by Sfira itself, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which is unique to Sfira, which if I remember right, I didn't mention it when we learned it. Remind me, when I finish this Magen Avraham, I'll tell you what Rav Moshe writes. But before that, the cloud of Minhagim. The reason the Magen Avraham is crucial is because of two things. He defines Minig, and he also expresses a shaila if we paskin minig mutter. Who's the one that said minig mutter? Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan asked the Makasha. Rish Lakish said, at amrit li minhaga? I'm talking about Isurim. You're talking about a minig. If you look in the Magen Avraham, I underlined the top where it starts. After that, there were three underlines. What happens in that Magen Avraham is in the first section, which I underlined, this is really the second one there, but the first of the three, he holds minig is mutter. And in the third one, he holds minig is mutter. In the second one, in between, he says, miu, he says, it's not certain that we paskin minig is mutter. If you look at his words, he has three rayas, three proofs, or I can't call them proofs, because he's masufik, but three rayas that we don't paskin minhaga is mutter. The first, he says, Psachim Daf Yadalid. Psachim Daf Yadalid, Taisus says, then Yerushalayim, Taisus is talking when they first settled Yerushalayim. At the time of the Bali Taisus, Yerushalayim, which had no Yidden in it, or very few, became settled. So Taisus says in Yerushalayim, where people came from different places, some do Malacha Erev Pesach in the morning, some don't, then Mechuyiv to not do malacha a whole morning, so it shouldn't be Lysis guided. It shouldn't be an Isser. Aye, it's minig. Minhaga, there's no Lysis guided. We see, says the Magen Avraham, we don't paskin minig is mut. From that, Taisus himself and Yadali. Then he says, Oid, the Rif and the Rush don't bring this. If you look in the back, the Rif and Rush don't bring Adamatli Minhaga. So maybe they don't paskin that way. And the third raya is from the Piskei Taisus, the Piskei Arush, that he calls Ramazim. The Piskei Arush says about Minhagim that if you come to one new city, you don't have to each person keep his minig. But since if it's not a new city, you can't keep your minig. So those are three rayas that we don't paskin the third kula, the kula of Minhaga. Then the Magen Avraham says, nearly. He ends with a nirali. It seems when we learn Paiskim, we assume their maskana is their psak. So I'm assuming he means to pass like his maskana. What's his maskana? The nirali. So there are two types of minig. He says a minig like the people of a city that fast on Chof Sivin. Which city is it? I forgot already. He says what? Poland. He's a minig. Poland is that they fast on Chof Sivin. So that's minig. There's no less to do on that. Because they never said Klai Yisrael to fast. In their community, they fasted. That's minig. There's no less to do. Masha'enke, a minig where they have different minhagim and how to remove chaylev. Chaylev rainess. Seems in certain cities they were to trebe the meat differently. That there is loisus going to do. So that's a minig that's involving an isser. Minig that comes from an isser is yes, loisus going to do. A minig like fasting chav sivin, no problem with loisus going to do. Now, what we needed to have Lamaisa was to understand. I understand the minig of a city that fasts on the 20th of Sivan. I understand it's not. There's no shachas to me. I don't have to fast. There's no lisus guy to. We all understand that. The minig of treber in different ways. I understand. There are a bunch of things in middle that are unclear, such as nusach svar and nusach ashkenaz. Is nusach svar and nusach ashkenaz like fasting chav Sivan? Or is Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz like a minik sheyesh by Yisr? Now it's not a minik sheyesh by Yisr. If you're Ashkenaz, you don't hold it's an Aveira to Davin Svar. If you hold Svar, you don't hold it's an Aveira to Davin Ashkenaz. So somewhere in between, it would seem that Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz should be a heter, I think, to most of us. Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz is pure minik. There's no Aveira involved. No Isurim involved. And it would seem that this third heter should be a heter for Nusach Svar, Nusach Ashkenaz, to daven in the same shul. It should be a heter, unless this guy did it. Or, Svardim don't fool Nefilas Apayim on their arm. They say Nefilas Apayim sitting. It's not based on any Isurim. Not based on Isurim. The Gemara says it's a Gnai to say Nefilas Apayim, you're not answered right away. So from that they came to a minig that they don't say. They don't do Nefilas Apayim. But it's not an Isur to say Nefilas Apayim. So if I daven in the Sephardic Minyan, am I allowed to do Nefilas Apayim? Where does that fit in Minhaga? If he has my Shikul Adas, it seems to me that that should be Mutter. Because that should be in the Heter of Minhaga. Maskalas HaMagad Avraham is there's a heter of Minhaga. So that should be fine. Now, it's not like putting on tefillin of Chamayin. Putting on tefillin of Chamayin, if you hold, you put on, you hold it's an Aveira not to. If you hold, you don't put on, you hold it's an Aveira too. That's what it's going to do. Now, Sha'en came things that are just too Minhagim, it could go either way. Such a thing should, L'chaira, should be the heter of category number three, the heter of Minhaga. That would seem to be a good heter. Now we had a problem because the Netziv in Meshiv Davar said that it is Loisus Gaididu by Nusach Svar Nusach Ashkenaz. So I don't know what to say. He said, what? No, he says it's Beis Bati Dinim. We'll get there in a second. But so he seems to say it is. Now Ramashan is Truva, held it's not Lysis Gaididu, which fits with our heter. But he held there's a separate gather of Al Yishanim and Ne'amach Lykus. So it's not Lysis Gaididu, you're allowed to do it quietly. You daven in Shtul Shmein Esrei, so Ramashan says it's not Lysis Gaididu, you can daven Yom Shmein Esrei. Al Yishanim and Ne'amach Lykus, you don't daven out loud. Nusach Svar is the place that daven is Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't do it out loud. So Ramesh is saying that there's no Lysis guy to do. And that fits with the way we're understanding this category of Minhaga. So what am I telling you? There are three kulas that we've talked about. The first one is Pashat Lakol. The second and third are already ones that are a little more confusing. They're both very good to answer the Minhag HaOlam here in Brooklyn. The second one because people came from all over. And the third one because most of the issues that we have, except for the tefillin, most of the issues that we have are issues of Minhaga. Most of them, not all of them. Shiloh of David Michiev Teshkiya, for example, is an issue of Halacha. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you hold you're not allowed to do like the Gra. If you hold like the Gra, you're not allowed to do Rabbeinu Tam. That's an issue of Halacha. But nevertheless, most of the differences that we have are issues of Minhaga. If you make Kiddush standing or sitting. If you go to a Kiddush, some people sit, some people stand. Not a problem. If you hold sitting, you hold Yaitzah with standing. If you hold standing, Yaitzah with sitting. It's Minhaga. So the Teretz for a majority of the issues that come up, you don't have to come on to the Piskei HaRash. You have this Heta number 3 of Minhaga, which is after all a Gemara. We're going to wrong express a suffix if we pass it this way, but at the end he seems to pass it this way. Then we have a Heter on Minhaga, on this type of a Minhaga. Now, so I think hopefully we've gone through these three in a way that's not confusing. The last time we spoke about each one, we spoke about kashas, different ways to learn. Again, today I'm just trying to give it to you in a Masudah Degayif. I want to add, Ramosha has a famous tshuva about Sviras HaEiver. What's famous about it is Ramosha holds you can change Minhagim without being Matan Neder. What Ramosha writes is that there's a minhag to keep 33 days of Svira. And Meikara, you had a choice. You keep the first 33 days. You keep 33 days from Rosh Chodesh to Shlosh Tzivei Hagbala. You can keep 33 days from after Rosh Chodesh till Erev Shavuos. Ramosha says, not three minhagim. It's 1 minhag to keep 33 days. Pick your 33. And therefore you could switch. Now what's going on with Ramosha? The Magen Avraham, the Ramosha says, it's Lais Yiskaidu do. The Magen Avraham talks about Lais Yiskaidu. What's going on? So Ramosha's masber says there are two minhagim. There are those who have a minhag of 32 days and a morning. And those who have a minhag of 33 days and a morning. Those are two minhagim. In Shulchan Aruch today, I think in some Sfaradim, not all of them, first take haircuts on Lamed Dalet. On Lamed Dalet, right? They take haircuts on Lamed Dalet. That's two minhagim. 1 minhag till Lamed Gimel in the morning, which is the minhag of most Ashkenazim. It keeps Svira till the morning of Lamed Gimel, 32 days and a day. And there's a minhag till Lamed Dalet, which is 33, and the next morning. Which is the Beis Yosef Shita. That, Ramosha is not talking about that. That's two minhagim. And that the Ramosha is saying is Lais Yiskaidu, and that's the Magen Avraham. The whole Arichus, Ramosha says, is on the Machlaikis, 33 days or 34 days. It says 32 in the morning or 33 in the morning. That's the Machlaikis. Ramosha is saying that Ashkenazim, who have a minhag of 32 in the morning, 33 days, this minhag has three ways of keeping it, which are not Lais Yiskaidu. Which is one is a Tilag Ba'Emer, one is Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shasmi Hagbala, one is the second day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Erev Shavuos. So those three, Ramosha says, are one. Here in New York, people who keep 30 different numbers of the 33 days, it's not Lais Yiskaidu. Ramosha is a Kuli Alma. It's not three minhagim, it's 1 minute. That's where Rashi's coming. But Eshayiya, these are the main issues in Lais Yiskaidu. I'm not clear myself. One of the things I had to rethink when we learned this sugya is what I mentioned to you, that I sometimes daven Mariv with a mincha nachsidish shul. Now in Brooklyn, okay, different hetayr. Sometimes in Kiryas Yael, which it certainly has a minhag like Rabbeinu Tam, the whole city. There are times when I'm traveling into the mountains. So I daven Mariv when they're davening mincha. I don't advertise. I don't give a clap and say Baruch Hu. But I say Shemayin Esrei with them. they're davening 30 minutes, 40 minutes after Shkia, and I daven Shmoneh Esrei with them. So that's something that I had to rethink. L'chaira, that's not minhaga. That's Isura. Rabbeinu Tam holds, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh holds the Rosh. I don't have the heter of the Piskei HaRosh. The Piskei HaRosh is only in the new city of Brooklyn. Maybe I have the Piskei HaRosh's heter. I do have the Piskei HaRosh's heter. But not in Kiryas Yael. The whole city was established with Minhag Rabbeinu Tam. But not realizing is good for Al Yisharim Ne'amach Leikis. Leisis Gaida do, which is an Isser, I have to keep the Minhag HaMalkim. What?
Maybe it should be the other way. Maybe you should
have. So I'm not makel. When you go to a place, you don't move there. You keep minhag hamakom shehalach misham and shehalach misham both lechumra. If you move there, you could change. Someone moves there. If a yeki who waits 1 hour or 3 hours for fleishik moves to Kiryas Yael, it's mechuyev to wait 6 hours. That's the minhag hamakom shehalach misham. And the reverse, somebody moves to Zurich to minhag is 3 hours. So even if he comes from a chassidish background, if he moves there, assuming Zurich is still one minute, I don't know, it might have changed, but assuming Zurich is 1 minute, you go back down to 3 hours. What? Yeah, Leisiskeidu is even a yachid who goes some ways, not allowed to behave differently. Agudais is that when a yachid goes, that's the case, right? Somebody who keeps a minute goes to a place where they have another minute. Agudas is even a yachid doing differently. He's saying that this is the way to do it. They're saying this is the way to do it. Good. Or the tefillin, Mishnah Berurah says in places gaidu, put on tefillin in place they don't. He's talking about a yachid. So I just tell you what I was thinking. I don't know if I have negiyus because I've done it for many years, but tell me if it makes sense to you. Let's say I hold like Rabbeinu Tam. El Lila is whatever Yehovah Ben Atazman, 50, 60, 72 minutes, let's say 72 minutes. There's Allah in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to daven Mariv from Plag. As long as you daven Mincha before Plag, you're allowed to daven Mariv after Plag. Which means, if you hold Shkia's night, you're allowed to daven Mariv an hour before Shkia. Hour and a quarter. What?
That being same as other different sheep.
But that's a halacha psuka shulchan aruch, David Kamarov, David Kamarov. The question is how that works, but that you're allowed to do. That's what we do Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, many people daven earlier. The halacha in shulchan aruch is that you're allowed to daven Mariv in Plag. And we know, certainly in Brooklyn, that it's not least it's going to do somebody davens with Plag, and it's after Plag. Because the halacha psuka shulchan aruch is you could daven either one. So, L'chaira, I have a different heter. When I go to Kiryas Yael, even like Rabbeinu Tam, I'm allowed to daven Mariv the last hour and a quarter of the day, the whole day till Rabbeinu Tam's month. But I still have a heter out plag. It would come out that if I go to Kiryas Yael, I have a heter to daven plag, because even like Rabbeinu Tam, there's such a heter. But if someone Kiryas Yael would go to a place where the minig is like the Grah, you go to Bnei Brak, he wouldn't have a heter, because to daven mincha after shkia, like the gra, is an iser. But the other way around, since Mariv there's a heter to daven early, so maybe I do have a heter. What?
It's
a heter. It's also to daven. You'll have a shakras in the afternoon, it's an aveira. You daven mincha at night, it's an aveira. Davening. So this person is going to come to a place, he's going to daven Mincha after Shkia and Mariv. He's daven two Shemayim and two Mariv.
He can't do both.
He can do one.
So davening Mariv
is fine. No, there's two things. Lois is going to do, depends on the Emesa Halacha. We have the head of a Rai Aymer, he's davening Mariv. And they have a Rai Aymer, he's davening Milcha. I don't know if it's a Rai Aymer, you see.
Even if I was born in this head, let's say I have a case, I know it's born in this head, but my people don't know about this minute.
Because Lysis Gedus didn't die right, so it depends on the Emes. You're talking about Ayushanim and Amach Leikis. So that might be Al Yishanim Neyamachlaikis. If anybody knows me, and they see me davening Shmoneh Esrei and Kiryas Eil, half an hour of Tishkia, they know that I'm davening Maariv. No, but then I could be davening Maariv Al Plag. It's still. Okay.
Daven a place that skips Tachan from the other side. Should you say Tachan? You shouldn't say Tachan. Is that like the Goyim?
There's no sheet that you don't say Tachlin on the outside. In Halacha, there's no marker for it. So people don't do it, I don't know. When I'm in a place that doesn't say Tachlin on the outside, I say Tachlin, but I don't make it obvious. I don't fall on my arm. I sit down, I say Tachlin.
Why isn't Lysis Goyde?
Because Lysis Goyde do, if you hold the other thing as a toss, then it's not. There's nobody holds it's also to say Tachlin on the outside. They're makel to not say Tachlin. They base it on a. And the Chuvah Sagayin that says for a Tam Kaldu you could skip. They don't have the Isser to say. How could it be Isser to say? The Mechazalazah writes that there's no day of the year that there aren't Alfei Gedolim who have Yartzeit. Mechazalazah was against the Minig. There's a very stark, literature against the Minig is one thing. The Mechazalazah, he writes very sharply against the Minig. He says, Ein Lecha Yom B'Shana, that there aren't Alfei Yartzeit. So you know what happened. So someone printed that. And for a reason, never to say Tachman. That's, I don't know, it's a funny meaning. I don't think they hold it also to say Tachman. To be mankel. At any rate, let's get back to here. So we have these things. I told you that davening is a struggle. There's one other thing which is a struggle. It's machlekes is Tazimag and Avram, which is the issue of Eretz Yisrael Dika Yidden doing malacha in Chutz Laaretz Yom Tov Sheni, and probably the most important thing you can learn lehalacha lemaisa from what we're learning is that the psak of the Mishnah Brura is that an Eretz Yisrael Dika Yid in Chutz Laaretz is not allowed to do a malacha. Period. Not even Bitzina. The Mishnah Brura passes Bitzina. It's a machleik is Tazmag and Avram. If it's Mutter Bitzina, and the psak of the Mishnah Brura is that even Bitzina he's not allowed to do malacha. Now, any malacha that's totally in a machlaikis, if it's a malacha, he could do. Because Haraya Aymer, he always liked to make kelim. If he doesn't open bottle caps. But on his Yom Tov Sheni, he could open. Yeah, Yid's allowed to. A guy like him, it sounds like he's a Yid. He's very like a Yid. What? Not the same. A Yid is allowed to, is like his Yom Tov Sheni. So that, and that's Mefurash and Mishnah Brura, that even Bitzina, it's Aser. Someone does it, it's Anuch on the Taz, but it's a Machlek, it's a Taz, I'm going to have Ram Lameisa. That's the Pesach and Mishnah Brura, right? I can't answer you. Ramesha says it's all Aser, he has a Kula by lights. I'm not sure. The Truva is a Truva. Just like it says everything else is Aser, it says that there's some sort of Kula by lights. So, it's true. But at any rate, let's get to the fourth inyan that we discussed. I wrote it down on the board as a Reb Ruvain, because we started with a Reb Ruvain. Baker, I mentioned the stipler. Really, it comes down also to the Drosha Saran, which I'd like you to remember. The Drosha Saran said the Torah was given that Lefisechel Ha'anushi, anybody could paskin. And if he paskins with the maximum amelus, and he's zegiyah lahira, then he's not wrong. Shemayim, he's not wrong. That was a drasha saran, which we spoke out later when we spoke about the machlekes of Beisham. I could do like that minig, and Beisil like that minig, and the city of Rabbi Eliezer, they will carcinate. And it's a drasha saran that you should remember. There's an agdama to the ktsais. It's a good maramokin to remember. You can't remember where it is. The ktsais in his agdama ktsais hachayshin brings the drasha saran. It's very appropriate because the Ktsai says a lot of things where he's a Das Yachid. He writes it. There's such an idea. What was Reb Ruvain's side? Reb Ruvain said that there's a halacha for the Balei Machlaikis themselves. In the origin of a Machlaikis, when the Machlaikis begins, there's a Shaila. Do you put on Tefillah Chamayit, don't you? The Shaila, Tzaras Abbas, Mutar Ayasim. And each shita has his shita. The Reb Ruvain was masbir that the Torah is kaveya that you're allowed to follow your psak. he brought the pasuk shayftim v'shaytrim titin l'cha b'sha'arecha, in your city. That means each sha'ar has its right. Stipler was in Kilas Yaakov Brachas Simin Aleph. He used the pasuk u'basa el ha'shayfet ha'shiyah b'yamim ha'heim ein l'cha el ha'shayfet sh'b'yamecha. But either way, they were kaveya such a halacha. Where does that plug into the Gemara? It plugs in to the Gemara on Yudalad Amid Aleph, where Rav and Abaya said that by shtei batei dinim, there's no leisus gaidedu. What's shtei batei dinim? Abaya said, bi'irachas, there's leisus gaidedu and not b'shtei yareis. And Rava said, afilu shtei batei dinim bi'irachas, there's no leisus gaidedu. Now, of course, that's an important kula. That's a kula that two batei dinim in one city, which is shliach ma'id b'zman hazeh, there's no issa leisus gaidedu and fakaret. Each kehila is mechuyev to keep its own minig. You have to keep your the psak of your shayfit, of the person who holds, of the shita that you hold. I mentioned to you briefly that there is a machlaikis if two shuls are like two batei dinim. If you have different shuls with different minhagim, there's a tshuvas ha'alshech about this, a tshuvas marashdam. If two shuls there is or is not, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Tefillin said if you wear tefillin, you should go into a different room. What's the heter going into a different room? It's hard to understand. Different room, how does it help? Leisus gaidedu is leisus gaidedu in different rooms also. Seems the Mishnah Berurah is holding that you can make two batei kenesiyos. I guess that's what he means. I don't know any other way to explain it. You can have one minyan here, one minyan here. It's like shtei batei dinim. And that's a heter for tefillin here this way and tefillin here that way. So this yesod, which Rav Ruvein expresses, is an explanation of the heter of shtei batei dinim. Rav Ruvein brings it out in a very nice way. He had a few very nice kashas to bring it out. The type of kasha you can just ask somebody anywhere at a Shabbos table, it's a kasha. You have to ask Talmud Chacham. For example, he asked how by Tanur Shalachanoi, Rav Eliezer insisted on his shita. And they put a mecheirim, because he insisted on his shita. And yet, the Mekhaimesh Rebbe Eliezer, how you carcinates him, then in Rebbe Eliezer's city, they used to make a mila knife on Shabbos, which the whole world held as awesome. Rebbe Eliezer held its mutter, they did it. And the Gemara says that Minashamayim, they gave them schar, that nobody died before his day, before his time. So how you talking? Make up your mind. So Reuven is Masbir. In his city, he has a din of Shaytet Shaviyamecha. He has a din of Shaytet Vishaytet Titelacha B'chal Sha'arecha. He has a din in his city. His psak is Emes Lamita Eklap Yishmaya. That's a psak. When he tried to convince those who were in the city that paskin differently and tried to force them to keep his meaning, his shita, that is awesome. Because there you don't have the head of B'chal Sha'arecha. He's going in the other person's shop. He also answered something that we asked. If you hold Mechadid Itfei is a reason to paskin like somebody. So we asked, and in the Reuven it's in a footnote, if you have a Bezdin 11 against 12, why do you automatically say the 12 win against the 11? Why don't you say maybe the 11 on Mechadid Itfei? So Reuven answers, in one bezdin, there's a halacha that you go basarayv. The Torah says, "Achri am lahatayz." You go basarayv. There's no mechadid itfei. But Shammai and Bishil were arguing. We had shtei batei dinim, and he has a right to keep his. He has a right to keep his. How are we going to paskin for Klal Yisrael? By shtei batei dinim. That was them achleikis. If you go basarayv, you basa mechadid itfei. But within one bezdin, there's no shaila that you go basarayv. The heter. The whole machlaikas, mechadid fei, is a machlaikas when you have shtei batei dinim. Each one has a psak halachi his way. Now, how are you going to be kaveh for Klal Yisrael? It's a separate machlaikas. It's a separate nidah. So Reb Ruvein's yisayit is an important yisayit. And of course, that's a fourth kula. It's not right to write it down on a list as Reb Ruvein. Really, what I should say, the fourth kula is shtei batei dinim. The fourth kula in Leisus Gaidedu is not Reb Ruvein. It's Masechta Sivam Staf Yadalit. It's Shtei Bate Dinim, even Birachas, like Rava. We had a Kasha, the Rambam seems to pass like Abaya. But we definitely passed like Rava. And Rava holds, even Shtei Bate Dinim Birachas is Mutter. That's a heteron license guide to do. So you can have Irachas, where you can have people doing one way, people doing another way, and it's not a problem. You could have in one city people davening Mariv 1 minute after Shkia, and other people davening Mincha 45 minutes after Shkia. It's not like this guy. You do it. Shtei bati din and bi'arachas. Shtei bati bi'arachas. You have a head. In one shul, it's still a problem. But in different shuls, the shtei bati bi'arachas, and then there's no issue. So these are the four kulas, I can call them. The four kulas. The Rosh, which is the easy one, if the original Takana was two ways. Piskei HaRosh, which is a kula in a new city where they come together from different places. The Magen Avram, the Heter of Minhaga, something that's a minig that's not Isser, just straight minig, not based on Isurim, there's no less guy to do. And the fourth kula is the kula of Shtei Batei Dinim, that each Bezdin has a right, even if you know that most of Klal Yisrael does differently. If your Bezdin has a psak that it's okay, then it's okay. Any new shilas that come up, whether it's Avodah Zarah and Sheiklach or bugs in the water, all these things. We're talking about that. We're talking that each Shtei Batei Dinim Be'erach, not like this guy to do. A person who is a Gila Hira and gives a psak, he's entitled to follow his psak. He's supposed to follow his psak. Right, so these are the four klolim alaisis gaididu. I hope that you'll have a kinyan in them and be able to remember them. Not that there's nothing else important to chazer, but this stands out as bailit, the sugya of alaisis gaididu. I'd like for you to start tomorrow. Tomorrow I told you Martin Luther King's Day, so I'm going to be a little late. Now Tuesday I'm also going to be a bit late. I have once a year I go for a checkup on my leg. So it's Tuesday. I have a 9:15 appointment. I should hopefully be back nice and early. So the next 2 days I'll be a bit late. I'll try to give you my makaymis for the next sugya. What I'd like you to do on the next perek is to get down to the machlekes yesh zika and ein zika, go through the gemara quickly, and then we'll do it again. The sugya of yesh zika and ein zika we really did not talk about except very briefly. So hopefully we're going to get there. That's